The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Everyone, welcome back to the Winner's Circle. I'm Derek.
And I'm Cody.
And we're back. We told you. We didn't know when we would be back, but we're back.
We're back.
Not permanently yet. Big Brother's still not out this season. We're going to get into that on tonight's episode. You probably saw by the thumbnail. But we wanted to catch up with you guys. You may or may not have seen this if you're following on us on social media, that Cody and I were recently together working on something.
That was the first time we were together in how long?
Dude, years.
Because we tried to plan something right when I got off of All Stars, and with COVID being it like came back and everything was shutting back down, we were like, we should do it another time. And you know what always happens when you say, all right, listen, we're gonna do it, but we're just gonna push it a little bit? It always ends up falling through the cracks. That would have been epic that night going out, because you were coming down. We were gonna like stay in Hoboken. We were looking at hotel rooms. We were just gonna stay up in Hoboken.
Yeah, we had a whole thing we had planned, and but we're going to be getting together soon. I don't know if we're not going to say where or when, but we're not going to say where or when, but
my bachelor party is coming up.
That's right.
And we're going to be
going somewhere.
It's going to be a great time.
All right, so before we get into this week's episode, because there's a few things to break down, definitely mostly speculation, but a lot of people are talking about it, so we might as well as talk about it as well. So before we do that, let's start with this week's sponsor, Factor. Too busy with summer plans to cook and want to make sure you're eating well? With Factor, skip the trip to the grocery store and skip the chopping, prepping, and cleaning up too, while getting the flavor and nutritional quality you need. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are ready in under 2 minutes. So all you have to do is heat and enjoy, then get back outside to soak up the summer weather. Listen, yes, Factor's a new sponsor, but I've told Cody about them before. I've been using Factor personally for 8 months. I found them on my own. I did the research. I saw the reviews. Then I finally got my first trial box. Love the quality, love the convenience, and most importantly, I love the flavor. And the best part about Factor is they have multiple different options depending on what you're trying to accomplish. So for example, if you're someone who's calorie conscious right now, they have dietitian approved calorie smart meals, which are around or less 550 calories per serving. Phenomenal. If you're someone who's more athletic and trying to put on a little size or get a little bit more protein in your diet, you can try their protein plus meals, which contain 30 grams or more of protein in each and every serving. And if you're someone who wants to elevate your meals, you can try their surf and turf meals. They have options like roasted garlic filet mignon and shrimp and Cajun spice shrimp and salmon. I've tried the Cajun spice shrimp and salmon. Love it. I have to try the garlic filet mignon because I love steak. That's one on my list for sure. Also with Factor, you can rest assured that you're making a sustainable choice. They offset 100% of their delivery emissions to your door, source 100% renewable electricity for their production sites and offices, and feature sustainably sourced seafood in all of their meals. And listen, we love Factor. There's only one way for you to find out if you do. Right now, we have a great deal with Factor, and Cody's going to tell you about it.
Yeah, we love Factor here. Factor has been really, really convenient with me for my days that I'm in the office because I don't just want to constantly go out and buy lunch every single day. And Factor is a very cost-efficient and very easy way to always make sure I'm prepared for the workday by just grabbing a meal, taking it with me, popping it in the microwave, and having a really good meal, high quality for lunch. And for our listeners, you got to head over to factormeals.com/winnercircle50 and use code winnercircle50 to get 50% off your first box. That's code winnercircle50 at factormeals.com/winnercircle50 to get 50% off your first box. This is a great deal. We highly recommend it. And it's a perfect time to try it out because you guys get 50% off by using code winnercircle50.
Yep, absolutely. It really is a great deal. We hope you check it out. We want to thank Factor for sponsoring this week's episode. Let's dive back into it. All right, we're back. So as many of you may know, Big Brother got pushed this year. And The exact date, do we know the exact date? I know it's August.
August 2nd.
August 2nd?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Big Brother got pushed to August 2nd. We know that they're working on the Big Brother house. We know that they're doing all these different things. And there's a few different rumors out there as far as why it got pushed. I think the biggest one, and Cody, stop me if I'm wrong or interject if there's another one that I'm not aware of, but I think the biggest one, and it's probably the most likely, is the writer's strike, right? Mm-hmm. We have the writer's strike going on where all the scripted television that you would have occur in the fall that they rely on, they don't know how long the strike's going to last. So they're going to need programs to cover those spots because they're primetime spots.
Yep.
Big Brother is their summer show. But I'm not a TV expert, but although it's their big summer show, the ones that really bring in the money are their fall shows, you know, all those big high production shows. So they can afford to have a summer where maybe they're just running reruns or whatever they're going to program, they're going to throw on there, but they need new content for the fall.
Right.
And so Big Brother being overreliable, they must have had a meeting internally where they said, okay, what do we have that we don't have writers on? That we know we're going to have this summer, that the stars of the show are not actors that are going to be in line with the writers. These are reality TV people. They're going to do it regardless. And I don't believe the producers on Big Brother fall under that union of the writers, so they wouldn't be susceptible to it either. If I had to take a guess, this is probably the most likely scenario. What do you think? Do you believe there's some validity to this?
Yeah, I think that's... That is 100% what it has to do with. The thing that I think is really frustrating is for Big Brother, because I feel like Big Brother is a summer show, comes on at the end of June, families watch it all through July, all through August, and then it comes to an end in September when everybody, but the season is just coming to an end. So everybody's just getting back to school. And I feel like when we came off of Big Brother, a lot of people that watched it were these like kids that watched it with their parents and they're like, oh, I would watch it as a family. And I feel like pushing it to the back end of August or to the beginning of August, which, you're only like about a month in, and then everybody's kind of back to school. You know, you get back into a different routine. I think it's going to be tougher. I actually think it's going to be damaging to the ratings of Big Brother. I think it's just kind of, I would
really
be a little frustrated. Yeah. Cause I feel like it's a family show. Everybody's, you know, in the summertime, it's like everything kind of lightens up. The kids are always home. They don't have school the next morning. So you're not like, all right, go to bed. It's not like Big Brother's on early. And so it's
this
like,
is true.
You know, it's Sunday it's on, that. They got to get to school on Monday. It's like with when it's the summertime, they don't. And I feel like, I mean, I could be wrong. The numbers, cause Big Brother's numbers are usually similar. You know, they're the same from year to year. They drop off a little bit. But I don't know. I would be a little frustrated. But I think what you said holds a ton of weight where they know they're not going to have new content in the fall because the writer's strike, the last time the writer's strike went on for like 8 months.
Yeah.
And so they don't have any writers. They don't have any new content. And I think that is probably a good reason why. Or, you know, they don't have a cast yet.
Well, that's,
which I don't think that could be. I really don't think. They're all over this.
That brings up another rumor, though, right? Yeah. And nice segue there, Cody Califieri.
Come on now.
So there's some talk that maybe they started doing some casting. Maybe they didn't find anything that they were looking for. There may be some returning players from previous seasons mm-hmm. that they're trying to recruit. And obviously that's a different process because not only are they trying to see what people's schedules are that have already played before, but also time it right because some people aren't available when it initially filmed. So they might be thinking, okay, listen, we want certain players to come back and, you know, be the returning players for the season. They're available during this time frame. Let's push it a little bit so we get the cast that we want. And, oh, double-edged sword here, we also get to cover or bridge the gap of what might occur with the writer's strike. So, yeah, we could look at it as a writer's strike, but there are people online saying this has more to do with what's going on for casting than it does for the logistics behind the whole writer's strike mm-hmm. and scheduling. So, but you do think that, you don't think that's possible?
I think the only issue, I don't necessarily know, because I think they knew for a while, right? Right when the last season ended, Big Brother, they knew 25 was a big season. What were the options? What are we going to do for it? I don't think it's going to be all returners, but I do feel like they want to have returners because some of the best seasons of Big Brother are you bring in like a handful, maybe four returners, and you add a bunch of newbies. And I think those seasons have been epic. So I think they knew that going into 25. And I have a feeling, and there's no confirmation on this, but I have a feeling they're going to have some returners. You think it took them this long to try to plan out and not be able to get the returners by like May, June to be like, okay, we're going to have a start date of July. I just feel like they had the pieces in place and we're already having the conversations that it wouldn't be like, oh, we just don't have the right cast. So we got to keep pushing it. Cause then it's like you're scrambling at that point, and then I don't think you're ever like going to be that comfortable.
I mean, I agree with you. I also saw something else that said that it could be due to construction of the house and that there may be overlap with the writer's strike. Again, you have certain people in the same unions. I don't think there's any truth to that either. These guys can build these houses out. Like they built entire games
in
like
a weekend. It's absolutely insane. The guys that go in there and the guys and the women that go in there and work is just wild. Break stuff up, pull stuff down. It's like crazy.
You said something that was interesting. I don't want to skate over it. You do think there's going to be returning players this summer?
I think there has to be on season 25.
Really?
I don't think all newbies bring to the table the same dynamic of how a game plays out as some returners and some newbies. Because now you've got newbies learning from the returners, spinning it. That's why we got Paul Abrahamian. He just was learning from people that played the game and he was a sponge. And it's like he just spun and just killed the game. His first season he struggled. But it was.
Struggled, came in second.
He came in second, yeah. But it was like a lot of the time Victor. But again, you had Victor. Yeah,
he was falling with style.
Awesome. Yeah, he was like falling, but somehow he like stumbled his way to the final two. But it's like Victor came back twice that season. It was such a wild, wild dynamic of a season. Paulie was on that season. Didn't go that well. But that was a good season. The coach's season, I think, is hands down one of the best seasons of Big Brother.
I agree.
Where you bring back Boogie, you bring back Dan, you bring back Brittany, and you bring back – who was the fourth one?
Janelle. Yep.
And it was just such an insane dynamic. It's like – I feel like those are the best scenarios when you have like stuff like that. So I just feel like they're like, they want to do it big. They want to have season 25 be something to remember. You got to have some returners.
That's interesting. That's a whole different conversation. I I don't know. I mean, I feel like if there were, well, first off, inside information coming here, I am pretty confident with the people that I know that this isn't because of casting. Production casting is not working around cast members. There's nobody on any season of Big Brother that I'm aware of where they would literally move the shows, the schedule of the show for that particular player.
Right.
Not a single person
right.
That I'm aware of. And definitely ain't us. That's for sure if it does happen. Yeah. The show is bigger than the person, any player, individual
totally.
Player. They may make adjustments as far as their living arrangements when they're in there, but they're not moving entire production schedules for to get one specific player. So I can safely say this scheduling wasn't shifted because of a certain cast member or multiple cast members that they really wanted and were willing to change everything just for them. That's not true. The house, we can kind of put that one to rest. I know from certain people that the house is, you know, available and they can go under product. They can be building right now as we speak. They're not part of the same union as the writers. So I do think it is more so, hey, listen, logistically, CBS is coming down and saying what shows that we have that don't require writers that we guarantee that we can have during that season. Hell, they may even do an additional season of Big Brother. They may have a shortened season, like a special season.
Hang on.
Right?
We were just kind of having a conversation, the two of us and nobody else that you may not be able to see or see in the near future. But we were kind of talking about a second shortened, like somebody has to get in the ear of the producers to say, let's do a shortened. We don't need Celebrity Big Brother. We need a shortened returner season. And that's where you can start getting creative with, you know.
More specific. Be more specific with the returners.
Maybe,
what kind of returning
maybe
season?
Maybe all winners.
There we go.
Maybe
there
something like that. Or maybe like
30 days, 45 max.
45 days. It's now that is going to bring a world of complications because it's not the same game that we play then.
No.
So it's all sped
up. Two people going home a week.
Right. It's like that would be wild. I still think it would be fire. And I would be in favor of that.
Yes, I would too. I think it would work for most of us.
Yeah.
Unless you really are like got something going on. I think most
now,
people
we're not
could
guaranteed.
Do that.
We're not trying to sound arrogant. Like we would both obviously guaranteed be asked on a returner of all winter season.
No, no. If it's an all winter season, we have to be asked. And
well, I mean, you don't technically have to because they need 8 and 8. And all they need
that's true.
Is winter.
Yeah,
so
that was a little cocky.
It's not
by
sound
me. Okay.
Arrogant, but
okay.
We're both getting a call.
I'm trying to just put it out there, but we're getting a call.
And now we're going to have a target on our back because they're going to be like, oh my God, they're arrogant. Let's send them
yeah,
home.
We already had a target on our back.
Yeah.
So add it to the list of reasons. I know we can't get into too much. You hinted on it right there. We talked about it at the beginning of the show. Cody and I got together recently.
Oh, it's awesome. It's crazy how we see each other, bro. And it's like,
and we just click.
I saw you yesterday, but it's like, I didn't. I haven't seen you in like years.
And I know, dude, it was great to see you. And it was a short trip. We saw, we can say we met in New York.
Yeah.
If you watch the Instagram story, again, legally, we can't say much, but it's, I think what we can say is you guys are going to like it.
Oh, it's going to be
amazing. You guys will like it. Not necessarily because we're on it. Again, the astute people out there, we weren't the only ones posting. You can start to put things together and realize that there's something going on and what it may be for. So yeah, that's all. I'm excited for you guys to see it as a fan. I'm excited to watch it as well.
I'm excited to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to watch. That's all we can really say.
Yeah, because some of the questions we were asked, I want to see other people's answers.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Oh yeah. Oh my goodness.
Because we were honest.
Yeah.
We were honest.
Yeah. And like the craziest thing is like, you know, this is going to be something epic. And it's like the segue into the 25th season, like people, you know, they've been hyping this up. Cause right. Like, you know, when we got asked in our interviews, like we're getting interviewed, this is going back to season 16. You know, what makes you so excited about this season? This is a huge deal. Like all the questions to get you fired up. Like I can only imagine what some of these outlets have been asking. And some of the producers are asking these people, like, what would it mean to you to be on the 25th season of a show? Like, because people let's like call it for what it is. A show running 25 seasons is not easy to do. You take it for granted because you've seen Survivor, which has run like 40 something seasons, but these are outliers. Shows don't run that long. And it's like these shows have been like passing through the test of time, the test of like different situations, like societal changes. Like it's been insane, the melting pot that Big Brother has formed into and has been on for 25 years, or 25 seasons. But it's absolutely insane. It's almost 25 years because it initially aired in 2000.
Yeah, no, it's incredible.
It's crazy.
And if you, I mean, you don't even have to have an experience in television. You can see all the shows that last max 2-3,
yeah,
maybe 4 years. And then they get, because a shift in the entertainment industry, mm-hmm, they're out. They went from being like the most popular show on TV to whatever. Even like, for example, one of my favorite shows, Yellowstone. Do you watch Yellowstone?
No, but I hear it's absolutely incredible.
Oh my God.
That's the reaction I get from everybody.
Dude.
I know.
But anyways, Yellowstone, I might get some hate for this, but Yellowstone has kind of been like on the way down. And I'm kind of, this last like season, there's a couple good episodes, but
you can tell it's not like,
you could tell the show gets a little stale. And now this is a Yellowstone episode, but like Kevin Costner, who's like one of the leads on the show, he's having some issues with production and I don't think he's coming back, but they have all these spinoffs. They're talking about doing one with Matthew McConaughey, which he would be perfect for that show.
Whoa.
Like
I would watch that. I would have to. I love Matthew McConaughey.
Okay. They did a spinoff with I can't remember his name. Who's a spinoff they just did it with? And I didn't watch it. He's Faith Hill's husband. Why am I drawing a blank right now?
I don't have
no clue
who
I'm talking about.
I know Faith Hill. I don't know who her husband is. Let's find out.
I am so sorry. I'm going to look it up right now, even though it's going to be in the edit here, but it is what it is. And I can't believe he's a super famous person.
Faith Hill's husband is, Tim McGraw.
Oh my, Tim McGraw.
Wait a minute. I did not. I mean, I don't
it's know. It's called 1883 is the one that he's in. Yellowstone fans are crucifying me right now, by the way. But Yellowstone is amazing. You guys have to definitely check it out. But the point being, these shows usually have a shelf life.
Yeah.
They last a few years and then they fade out. Where Big Brother, because the cast always represents in some way, shape, or form the current times, the issues, the things that are going on, the trends that are happening, it's constantly evolving because the people in there are always evolving. They're being plucked from society, mm-hmm, at that time. So the show's been able to be malleable to whatever is going on in the outside world and bring those current events, those topics, those trends into the house to keep it current and keep it new and exciting. And then on top of that, you sprinkle in some productive genius by the producers as far as
drama,
competitions and all that stuff, the, you know, how they spice things up each season, twist it up just enough to make it different, but not, but still the same show. That's a perfect recipe for a hit show like Big Brother, which again, 25 seasons, incredible work for them. So I know we'll be watching. We're waiting for it because we want to get back into Winner's Circle and start recording every week.
Yeah.
We were talking to Tiffany a couple of days ago. I was talking to Tiffany a couple of days ago, talking about doing the live feeds and stuff again, now that we know they're coming back. So we're ready. We're ready to go. We're just, hopefully they don't push it back any further.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully not. That would be,
we'll see.
It couldn't. Oh man, I don't want it going that deep because now if starting August 2nd, that means it's finishing like early November.
Yeah, dude, we're going to be getting ready for Christmas when Big Brother ends.
Yeah.
And that's why it's like, especially if they do the full 100 days or, you know, close to that. And I'm assuming if they're using it, they're going
to
stretch it. So whoever gets cast on this season, know you're going to be there for a while.
Mm.
For sure. Any final words before we wrap this one up?
No. Just guys, let us know below why you think the season of Big Brother got pushed. And also, we missed this in the beginning because we're a little rusty. We're not in the full swing of things. But if you haven't done so already, subscribe to the channel. If you're a new viewer, drop a comment. Let us know where you came from. Let us know how you saw us. And let us know what you thought of the first episode that you listened to. Guys, we really appreciate it. We are really excited for the new season coming up. And we're counting down the days.
Counting down the days. And one more time, just want to thank Factor for sponsoring this week's episode. We couldn't do these shows without them, so we really do appreciate it. We will see you guys very soon. We're actually going to be coming with a new episode next week. We have something else we want to cover that's a little bit that came out a while ago, but we didn't have a chance to cover it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to weigh in on that next week. So make sure you have your subscriptions on, your notifications on from all those platforms. You know what it is. We will see you guys really soon. Take care. Be safe out there.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue. You pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal, $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Maytag laundry appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy two or three select major appliances. And when you buy four or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your home's unique needs and style. Shop Maytag 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.